This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. One of the day's biggest news stories is sadly a familiar one. AirAsia Flight 8501 went missing during a flight to Singapore. Many of the questions we have today are the same questions we've asked before. What happened and where and how? But a less familiar element has been the quick response by the company and its CEO. Marketplace's Dan Weissman takes a look at the airline.
This story has been an introduction for U.S. audiences to an iconic Asian CEO and the innovative company he created. In 2001, Tony Fernandez took over AirAsia and its enormous debts for 29 cents. He had a new idea, a budget airline for Asia. It's like Spirit Airlines in the U.S., super low fares, zero frills. But without the customer vitriol, AirAsia gets great ratings for customer satisfaction. Vinay Bascara is a senior business analyst with Airways News. He says the difference is the customer that AirAsia serves.
They're really grabbing passengers who have never flown before. And, you know, they're very transparent about their business model, and they're very clear about, you know, you're going to have to pay extra if you want extra.
For these customers, flying itself is a huge upgrade. The airline's motto, now everyone can fly. By 2013, AirAsia was a network of regional airlines, and Fernandez was starring on an Asian version of The Apprentice. Richard Turin is a senior contributing editor for Travel Weekly.
And all these young business people were dying to work with him because of the mystique and also because of what he actually had accomplished.
Fernandez has branched out in other ways. He has a majority stake in an English Premier League football team, that's soccer to you and me, and a chain of budget hotels that Turin says also fill a new niche.
Yes, you can go to a resort, but no, it doesn't have to be stuffy. And no, you don't have to pay $70 for breakfast.
As the weekend's tragedy unfolded, Fernandez sent out multiple emotional tweets, calling the event his worst nightmare. I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.